At Fadi Labadi and Wade Alamoud's apartment on Indy's northwest side, three of their four children are just getting home from school. 7-year-old Hamza, 11-year-old Shema, and 9-year-old Mohammed take off their coats and backpacks and hug their parents. The family came to Indianapolis a little more than a year ago, the first of just a handful of Syrian refugees who have been resettled here so far. They're among the estimated 9 million Syrians who have been displaced by the civil war that stretched on for more than 4 years now. Before the war, Labadi says,
Everything in Damascus is good. The people, the place, everything.
Labadi owned a water purifying business in Damascus, but as the fighting moved closer to the home, he decided it was too dangerous to stay there. As a businessman, he traveled back and forth to Jordan, so it wasn't hard for him to cross the border. Getting his family out, however, was a lot more complicated. He eventually paid off guards to get his family across. That was 4 years ago.
Die children's, die women's, die every family. For that, I coming to America.
But getting here took 3 years of waiting in a Jordanian refugee camp and a lot of scrutiny, first by the UN's refugee agency, which subjects asylum seekers to extensive screenings before they're even referred for possible resettlement. All refugees get carefully vetted by federal agencies, none of them more so than Syrians. Switching from English to Arabic so he can express himself better, Labadi says it's unfair that politicians want to keep refugees like him out.
Because we did run away or we flee from that terrorist in order to be here in a safe place. Because those people, they were terrorists, and you're going to punish us as a refugee because of those people, and those people, they're going to be safe.
Life in Indiana is safe, but it's still not easy. Labadi makes $9 an hour working for the Postal Service, and even with federal aid like food stamps and Medicaid, it's hard to make ends meet. He longs to bring his father to the States. He's an old man, Labadi says, and surely poses no threat to national security.
My father, old, 75. What a problem for...
Old man.
What a problem in the man, old 75.
What we're doing here?
Wade has an infectious laugh. She serves strong Arabic coffee in delicate hand-painted cups. She says her family has not experienced any anti-Muslim backlash.
Nice.
Yes.
Relax, no problems.
Yes.
Teachers, very good with my kids.
That's their main concern, providing a safe environment for their kids to thrive.
For future, for study, for schools, for college, for everything. I hope become college, become university. I hope doctor, I hope engineer, I hope lawyer. Why not? In Syria, no, impossible. In Jordan, no way. But here, just here.
Here, at home, in Indiana. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.